Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Today it's really touched me to find how much hurt, pain there is in the world today. And we all go through hurt and pain. But as we look around us, we think, my God, where are you in this? And the answer is, mankind is the one who has fouled it up, not God. Let's really get our thinking in the correct place. God gave mankind free will. And I wonder sometimes, like he said in the Old Testament, I wonder if I did a good thing in making mankind. Well, I'm sure glad he did. And all the atrocities that go on in this world, all the things that are wrong, all the kids that are hurting, all the things we go through, God seems to get the blame. And yet he's so loving, he's so kind, he's so compassionate, that to give mankind free will, because he wants us to love him and love one another because of who he is and the way he made us. And whatever you see in this world, which is wrong, it's because of mankind, not of God. Really. And a lot of people just don't get it. So he wants us to change. He wants to change our hearts. He wants to change our minds and our thinking. And it's amazing, very often, how many times in places where there's been absolute carnage, people turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the times when you think, how can this be? Even in the times in Syria that people are going through, there's a big turning to Christ in so many different areas of people coming to him. So, Father, this day we pray by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, guide us that we may play our part in bringing peace and kindness and goodness to others. Father, thank you for the way in which we can help youngsters with shoeboxes. Thank you for the way in which our youngsters can be taught in younger church. Thank you so much, Lord God, that you want us to be those people who bring the word of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world, that others may know the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to his wonderful, wonderful name. And as we've been going through today, I've been thinking about different things. Trevor phoned me at 8 o'clock this morning and said, Terry, do you think you could speak this morning because I'm so choked up? And he was coughing and all sorts. And I said, yes, Trevor, no problem whatsoever. And I thought, you just give me a chance to speak about my Lord and Saviour, I'll be there. What about you? What about you? Let me say this. Next Sunday is the offering for the water filters, and this always blesses me. I know not everyone can afford £60 for a water filter, but perhaps you could afford a fiver. Perhaps you could afford something. Because you give a family and all the surrounding areas water that they can drink for 25 years. Just think, for £60 together, we can send water filters around the world that will enable families to be able to drink water for 25 years. Don't you find that amazing? Makes you want to think, yes, Lord, let's do the best we can do. So let me just say this. How can we as Christians begin to operate more and more and more in the love of Christ and the way of doing things that God wants to do them? Not self, not selfishness, but doing them the way the Lord Jesus Christ would love us to be. If you like to turn to Romans 12, you don't have to, but it might be a help. When I said this to Beth this morning, she said, Terry, what's the name of your talk? Well, it isn't actually this, but let me just say this. And it is, change your stinking thinking. Change your stinking thinking. Why do I say that? If you just turn to Romans 12, this will just give you a little bit. This is not what I was going to say, because I want to say something different in a few moments, but I really want us to know this. If you won't change your stinking thinking, you will forever keep going down erroneous roads in erroneous places, and you will never learn. If you don't change your mind, you will still continue to go in the same way. And God loves us so much, he wants us renewed in our minds. Have you got it? Have you got it? It's no good reading the Word of God and going away and forgetting what you've read. You need to put it into practice, and so do I, and get on with what God wants us to do, because you'll never be fulfilled in life unless you're doing God's will and walking in his ways. So, Father, by your Spirit today, change us. We need change, Lord God. We need to change to be more like you, Lord Jesus. So it's only by you in us, Lord, by your Spirit enabling us to be overcomers, in Christ's name. Amen. Verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Woohoo! Let me say, is it part of singing hymns? Is it part of praise? Yes, it is. But this tells me, act of worship. What is it? Holy and pleasing God, this is your spiritual act of worship, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, so that you in your body will do things in the way that God wants you to do them. So, that's the question. How do you do it? Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. The way the world does it, I can tell you, leads to what we're seeing in the news today. The way the world thinks is selfish. The way the world thinks is always, what can I have? What can I do? What can I do to better this? But look, what we're saying is, God is saying, if you think like the world, you will be exactly as war, rumors of war, there'll be all these things. Let me say, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I'll only get my mind transformed when we have a real close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, hearing his voice. My sheep know my voice. I'm not talking necessarily about the hearing God through your physical ears. I'm talking about in the spirit being. I was so thrilled with God. I'm going to tell you one or two personal things this morning. I was so thrilled this morning as I was having my shower. Neat and I are going on holiday today. And I packed the case. It's sealed up. It's done. Ready for collection. Right. And in the shower, I heard the Lord say to me, you forgot to pack your flip-flops. I said, you're interested in everything about me, Lord. So when I get home, I've got to undo the case, unlock it, take the stuff off, so I've got my flip-flops out now. And how did I know? I know when it's of my mind and when it's of my spirit. And very often God comes and he tells you things because he's interested. Listen. Listen to God. Listen to him. I can't help saying this to you, because once you really start listening to God and hearing him and he being with you in every area of life, you'll want more and more and more and more. The more you know of God, the more you hear of God, the more you want of God. So the first thing I want to say is this: renew your minds. I need to renew my mind. I need to hear more. The flip-flop, if I like to say, I'd love to hear that every hour of my day about what God wants me to do, or forget this, or do this, or wouldn't you? It's the best place to ever be, to be ordered by God, to do the things he wants you to do. Let's just have a look at 2 Corinthians 3. It says this, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Just wait for you to get there. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. What is the change that you've got on this morning? I'm asking you this. You know there was a call to come forward not long ago, and one or two came forward. But what I want you to know is the freedom that Christ has already purchased for you. How do you get it? By the renewing of your mind, in your spirit being. Let's go on. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. As you get this wonderful word of God off this page in your spirit being, you will be transformed. Your thinking, your actions, and all that you do, you will be energized with the life and the health and the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean we go through things. Yes, it does, but we go in a different way. We're overcomers in Christ. We're overcomers in Christ. And I just want to share this. You know, we had the funeral this week of dear Eddie, and Jennifer is here this morning, and I know she won't mind me saying this, but she's an overcomer in Christ. I want to tell you, Jennifer is filled with the joy of the Lord. She knows where Eddie is. I'm just giving you this as something, as a renewed mind. You know all is well with Eddie. Is bereavement tough? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. Do we want it? No. But we know in Christ we have better things to come. And the world system, please hear me, in the Bible it tells you very clearly what will happen. We shouldn't be surprised at what's happening in the world. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. If God didn't come and sort things out, it says there would not be anyone left in the world. There'll be nuclear wars. There'll be all sorts of things happen. I don't want to scare you. I just want to tell you, you need to be ready for what the word says, what the word says will happen. What the word says will come to being. There's nothing can stop it. And he says, in life, it's going to get worse. And we need to operate and understand, yeah, it's going to get worse. But whatever happens to me, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Renew your minds. Renew your minds. If you went to Colossians, if you want to just go to Colossians, Colossians 2 says this, verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy or thinking, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ. Are you an overcomer? Please today, say it out loud. Reading the word in your mind will not do it. It's speaking it out that you overcome. It's speaking it out that you can really get through these things and not be conformed to this world. For in Christ, all the fullness deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is head over every power and authority. You can be an overcomer. I want to tell you something which was just wonderful for me. Friday, I did something, and I genuinely, pain is not really in my body such a big issue. I don't know why my pain threshold is off the planet. I can remember I had a ski accident. I just share this with you. I had a ski accident, and I was at the top of the mountain. I skied down, and I said to Nick, I don't know. I said, my arm just hangs. It doesn't seem to be doing too well, sort of thing. I'd broken my collarbone, my shoulder, and my arm in three places, and I skied down, and I thought, that night, I tell you, I was in pain, but I didn't know it. It was just as if I hadn't done it. I remember when I had appendicitis. I was hanging on the headboard, and Neat said to the doctor, yes, well, he's got this pain, but, you know, there's no real hurry, but if you'd like to come sometime today would be helpful. This got to about 4 p.m, and I can tell you, I was in pain. When I have pain, I know I have pain. He examined me. He phoned up the surgeon from our home and said, I've got someone here who is desperate. You've got to operate straight away. And I did. I was operated on straight away. But I'd waited about 10 hours longer than I should because my dear wife just said to the doctor, take your time. That's all right. No problem. Well, I'll tell you something. I need to learn more on how to become an overcomer. But Friday, I did something to my arm, which was my shoulder here. Terrible. I'll tell you, I was in such pain. I thought perhaps I'd pulled the bone out of joint or something. It was so bad, I didn't sleep a wink all Friday night. It was so bad. I couldn't tell. Wherever I put it, it was exactly the same, exactly the same. And he said, come on, you must take some paracetamol or whatever it was, ibuprofen. I said, I'm not having any. I'm not having it. I'm an overcomer in Christ. I am not having it. I'm not telling you to do this. So don't do it. And I thought, no, I'm not having it. And I was in excruciating pain, and I kept proclaiming I'm healed. I kept proclaiming I'm well, and I wouldn't have it. And so she got up and made me a cup of tea, and she got me a hot pad, and she said, please take a paracetamol. I said, Nee, you won't get me to take it because I'm not having it. I know I'm an overcomer in Christ. I really meant it. I put my anger behind it. I would not have it, guys. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, I'm not standing that. I woke up in the morning, and within about half an hour, I was completely okay. Totally gone, completely transformed. This was the one, totally and utterly transformed. With God, we have to know his business. We have to do things. Smith Wigglesworth said, I never, ever have learned how to do things unless I shouted. Now, I'm not saying you should shout, but what I'm saying is, he meant he was determined. He was utterly determined. And I'm going to say something now, you're going to find it real tough, but I'm going to share this with you. And I'm going to ask you to turn to Philippians 4. And you'll know this scripture. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth here. We're going on holiday, but almost a day after we come back, I've got to have four pieces cut out of me.
Three.
One out of my eye here, basal cell carcinoma out of my chest, and a growth from under my arm, right? Am I anxious about it? I can tell you, not one scrap. Not a total care in the world about it. I told the surgeon, I said, I don't care if you don't even give me an injection. I've never had a tooth out or a filling with an injection, ever. Never. Don't need it. I'm just telling you the truth. And they say, but you will, as soon as we hit that nerve, you'll cry out. I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you in Christ, I'm an overcomer. I know you think, what the heck are you on, Terry? I'm on the Holy Spirit. I'm got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I want to tell you guys, come on, let's have this word of God proclaimed really in a way that we can show the world we're a different being. We're just so blessed in our street to be able to proclaim the word of God. This lady who has gone through masses, she'll be here probably the Sunday we come back. She's had a mega operation, mega. And it made me have a tear when we left, because she said, do you know, without you sharing Christ with me, I'd have never, ever have got through the op. And she's doing really well. She's accepted Christ. She knows there's a change in her. You can see a change in her. Let's be those people who are bold enough to share the good news of our wonderful Lord and Savior. Let me just read this from Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I have to do it. I can't get up here and preach and not do it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. Do you know why do not be anxious about anything? Because if you're anxious about anything, you've got fear. But perfect love casts out all fear. Are you fearful of something today? Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. If ever you think to yourself, and I mean this, you're concerned, you're fearful of getting cancer, you're fearful of this, or you're fearful of that, stop it. Stop it. Because you will bring fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real, and you've heard it before. But let me say, don't be fearful. Don't be anxious about anything. God has got you in the palm of his hand. And if the worst happens to you, and you go to heaven today, woohoo! Yes. Hallelujah. You're just in the right place at the right time. You're in the right place at the right time. J. John says this, and I agree with him. He says, but Lord, if I'm flying and it's the pilot's turn to go and not mine, what happens then? Don't ask me, ask God. Let me say this. Do bad things happen to good people? Yes. Do you think sometimes people go to heaven or the other side before their time? Yes. It's not always God's will in this world that everything. He doesn't think, it's not God's will for Syria to be in the state it's in. It's not God's will to see children who are ill and diseased. It's not God's will. God's will is to love in completeness and compassion on all these things. So, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer. Listen, by prayer. So how are you going to get rid of anxiety? How are you going to get rid of fear? By prayer. By prayer, Christian brother and sister, when was the last time you got on your knees and you prayed to God in thankfulness and put him first and not what you want or anybody else wants, but to come before him, before his throne, and thank him and praise him for who he is. Wear the carpet out at the foot of your bed because your knees have been there. I mean it. Get on your knees and mean business with God. By prayer, look at this, by prayer, petition. Petition means coming to God and saying, Lord God, my brother, if you like, or my sister, they need a touch of you. They really do need to know you better. They've gone away from you, Lord, and it breaks my heart. I want them to have a real encounter with you. Petition means coming before God and showing your heart to him and showing how much you want him in your life. Petition him. That's what it means, petition. So he's saying here, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be anxious, but in everything, by prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. And thanksgiving. Yes, thank him that he is Lord of your life. Thank him that all the troubles and the problems and all the things you go through, he is still Lord. Is it easy to put the CD player on and rejoice when things are wrong? Is it easy to read the word when things are wrong? No, but I'll tell you this. If you will do it when things are good, you'll have the power and the strength in you to do it when things are bad. If you try doing it when things are bad, you'll never do it. But if you get on your knees and you mean business with God, you will find you have strength, you have the ability, you are there in every way with him being present in you. Put it thanksgiving and your requests to God. Put it in that order. Put it in that order. Be thankful to him. Be praising him. Be worshiping him. Bring before him your petitions and for other people. Then give him absolute wonderful praise and thanksgiving and your requests. And the peace of God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, it will be beyond your understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's exactly what's happening with Jennifer. She has done this, and she knows that with the loss of lovely Eddie, a lovely brother in Christ, Jennifer is an overcomer because she can see it working. She can see in her life. Does she miss him? Yes, of course she does. Is it painful? Yes, but she's an overcomer. She said, I've got such joy in my heart. I've got such a joyful heart because I have been renewed by the love and compassion of Christ. Can I say to you this morning, as the band comes up, and I mean this, if you want to petition, if you want to know how to get rid of fear, anxiety, being let down, people have crossed your path perhaps with cross words or whatever it may be, why don't you come forward today? Do you not believe that the Lord God Almighty is not capable of transforming your life and mine to do things that we've not seen before, perhaps, or carried burdens that we needn't carry, or being transformed to think how God wants us to think. May you and I this day give him all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor, because he's a wonderful, loving, transforming Father. God bless you.